The centennial was marked during a celebration that included a stage production where scouts rappelled from the ceiling of the LDS Conference Center in Salt Lake City. Rope courses and fire lookout towers were constructed to accommodate for the hundreds of Boy Scouts who performed during a presentation chronicling a century as the nation's first organization to formally sponsor the youth program.
If ever there were a time when the principles of scouting were vitally needed, that time is now.
That was LDS Church President Thomas Monson, who joined with Boy Scouts of America National President Wayne Perry in addressing Scouts and their families.
May you uphold your promise as a Boy Scout to do your duty to God and your country and to serve others at all times.
Perry also recognized Monson, who has been a member of the National Scouting Board since 1968.
Along the way, he has received every major scouting award, including the
During the Tuesday night ceremony, Perry also announced that a Leadership Excellence Complex, located on the Summit Betchel Family National Scout Reserve in West Virginia, would be renamed.
We're pleased to announce that the Leadership Excellence Complex within the Summit shall hereby be named the Thomas S. Monson Leadership Excellence Complex. President Monson.
In the United States, the Boy Scouts program has undergone policy changes recently, including a decision to not allow leaders who are gay to serve in an official capacity. Elsewhere, in the United Kingdom, the Britain Scouting Association recently approved an alternative version of the Scout Promise that makes no mention of God.